The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Offstream podcast by Taze and Ginge. And welcome to another episode. Today is a very good one because we are joined by Mr. Harry Pinheiro.
Look, so I've done a lot of great things in my career, right?
Here we go.
A lot.
This ain't one of them, but it's good to just say that so you can get out of your system. Second thing I wanted to ask, why Taze and Ginge, not Ginge and Taze?
Why do you think that should be different?
No, I'm just asking the question because I literally, people's messaging me today.
We know who the big dog is.
Yeah.
We know.
Okay.
His right. Mum's not here though, is she?
She is one big dog.
Got a cough.
He suffers from that because he's cardiovascular endurance.
He said it for me.
Exactly.
Because of what?
You know I know your family. I'd never disrespect your mum, ever.
Exactly.
Great
exactly.
Woman.
Fantastic woman.
Your dad.
Have you met his dad?
He
whereabouts?
It was in Manchester, actually.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm lying. No, it was in London. And he bought everyone food. He was in the back of my car. Had it on him as well.
He used to be in the back of things, didn't
he? we're not doing that. How long has it been? What, 1 minute and 20 seconds?
Come on, brother. Stand for that,
never. That's a good black man, that is.
Exactly.
You need to know what you're doing, brother.
Do you know what this is? Two black men and one ginger fucking podcast.
Genuinely.
Right. Well,
I must have missed the other one.
Be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah, know who you're talking to.
He's there?
To. Yeah, I'm here.
What do you mean you've missed him? He's there?
Well, yeah, no.
Are you trying to say you missed me? What does that mean? There's a lot of light here.
I know, yeah.
Exactly, so I can't say that joke, right? But not I would anyway, obviously.
So I can see Harry. What did you say before? Because Tay told me that there's something that you said before.
So before you come in,
yeah, please, I really want to know. Yeah, go on.
Listing them off, and I was sat here saying, listen, I feel quite disrespected because of my culture and stuff. And then as soon as you come in, lip was sealed.
Yeah, what is that about you, man? You did it a lot.
You do.
But we love you for it. Just be better.
Yeah.
Just know just that things have changed. It's not how it was back in the day.
Exactly. Like that, yeah? He's stuck in the old times.
Mm.
Yeah, because obviously I was born in 2001, so that must be real old times.
Oh, so we're old shaming as well?
Pardon?
Cool, man. That's all right, man. Can we get on with the show?
Yeah, please. Shall we just crack on then?
Yeah, please. Yeah, that'll be good.
So actually, you've been to Ballers. It's your very first time invited to Ballers last night. How did you find it?
So, I was waiting for a very long time to be invited.
Yeah.
Would you say me and him were like this? Obviously, me and you are like this.
No, we're oh, that's a fist. I don't know about that, mate. I don't know that way. But I think you two are genuinely one of the greatest duos ever.
Thank you.
It's amazing to see two Manchester-born people.
Well, hang on, you said
I wasn't born in Manchester.
What, Oldham? Oldham? Jamaica. There it is. Sorry. I forgot Montego Bay, innit?
Yeah. No, Kingston.
Kingston, sorry. Memory. You lot are bridging. So the fact that you haven't been there on the side
exactly
just says that he's trying to go somewhere and leave you.
Yeah,
that's what it looks like.
It was just a bit peculiar. Mm. I like that word. It was a bit peculiar.
Spell it.
It was peculiar, Harry.
Okay. Yeah.
So I was waiting for a very long time.
Yeah.
And I finally got my chance yesterday.
Okay.
And I loved it. I was there. Oh my God, he went in there. It was the best thing I've ever watched in my life.
What, him going in goal, innit?
Thank you.
Every single shot they scored.
Yeah. So how many did you concede?
Well, with game changers or without game changers.
Let's add it all together.
Well, I think that's quite hard because I conceded three and I weren't allowed to use my hands.
No, I think it was
It was four because I remember looking at it. It was four.
Won't the score 7-6?
Yeah. Seven.
7-5.
Okay. Pretty good. Yeah.
So, yeah, conceded seven. Four of them were I couldn't use my hands. And one of them, I used my hands and it got given as a goal anyway because of the game changer.
But were you a goalkeeper, majority of your career?
Well, you know, where do we start if we talk about my career? It's been such a long career, successful career, fantastic career. One of the best careers, some people have said.
Fair play.
I don't really like to go on about it. Mm. Obviously, there's a couple of things that we've achieved on the pitch together. Winning in Qatar.
I mean, look, we can speak about that if you want, but exactly. They did say that we was
one of the best players I've ever had.
YouTube defenders ever?
I think definitely up there.
I mean, if they're going to talk about it, they'll talk about us too.
100%.
Yeah. I did enjoy that day, boys.
Where was you when
yeah, where was?
Yeah, because I don't remember.
You weren't on the coach.
No, I don't think you was on the plane.
Because I got a taxi.
I went to Doha, Qatar.
Yeah. I got a jet.
Oh, is it?
Oh, a PJ.
Oh, H is one.
Who's one?
H's jet?
Yeah. Oh,
no, it's mine. He doesn't get anything for himself.
No, you've always been a comedian, I'll be honest. Yeah. No, but Baller League's good though. And you know what I love about it? Seeing you rile everyone up. I love it.
I think you'd be a good manager.
I mean, I tried. Access got denied.
Sorry?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I applied to be a manager and they said no.
Oh, right, okay. What?
I'm joking, no, I didn't. I just didn't get the offer.
Oh.
Yeah, it didn't work. But one day, hopefully.
So I'll throw your name in there for season two if you want, mate. I'll see if there is a season two.
Would you do that for me?
A couple of gifted subs, I will. 20 gifted.
But does that confirm?
I'll throw your name in the pot. I can't guarantee.
So you think I'm going to... Okay, come on, man. Suck yourself.
Oh, right. Okay, a bit rude. But no, speaking of riling up, STS. Yeah. That's the main ones.
The team I support.
Yeah, no.
Not United.
No, never. Do you know what it is? The thing is, with STS,
just leave it for now.
No, STS, like, they're people that I've known for a very, very long time.
Oh, what?
People.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that meant to mean?
What did he say? What was the word he used?
He said, they're people.
Yeah, they are people. As in, like, people. As in, like...
Yeah, what do you mean, they're people? It just felt like there's a bit of a separation.
See, this is the
thing. You know what?
Okay, man, fair play.
And we don't do that. We don't do separation.
No. Wait, listen, there's no separation here. I've known them longer, is what I meant to say.
All right, okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. Just meant known them longer.
Yeah.
Longer time.
That's all right.
So my loyalty is to them. However,
Harry, I've known you 12 years, Harry.
Fuck off, you've known me four. And that's the thing about liars.
And you only knew him because of H?
Simple. If H weren't alive...
I don't think I actually even first met you with H.
You definitely did.
Probably definitely did.
Yeah, you met... But you know, at the end of the day, look, I'm happy both teams are doing well. Yeah. Both going to be at
STS. O2. I don't know if they did it. What a comeback.
But you know what, though? See, watching it, yeah? They, like, surprised a lot of people just because they were given the favourite title without actually doing anything, right?
Yeah.
And they've had to build that with the losses.
100%.
But I think the turning point was the draw against you guys.
Yeah.
Because you're the best team.
Yeah.
So to go and... Even they almost won that game. They should have won, in my opinion.
Yeah, but I'm gonna throw something.
Go on.
So PK,
no, a bit violent.
Yeah, bro, look, I've accepted it for who he is. He just thinks just because of where I'm from that we throw things.
Why would you throw things at him?
It's horrible, man. It's actually terrible.
But what I meant is I'm going to spin an idea on you.
Okay, cool.
I'll let you know what happened.
Yeah.
So PK got sent off, but PK was already on the bench.
It was Donny that actually done the challenge.
So Mehdi got sent off for the challenge because it was fair play. So then we're about one man down. But then PK, who was on the bench, got sent off as well.
Yeah.
But because he's on the bench, surely that shouldn't apply for on the pitch.
Yeah.
So we played with two men down instead of one, in which they went on to score.
Do you know, I stopped listening 20 seconds ago. Like, genuinely, like, when you was talking, I was like, yeah. When you said Mehdi, I said, yeah, love and guidance.
So what it means is you're a boring...
Yeah. It's all right. And listen, are you going to be there for the final four?
Can I get an invite from you?
Well, you don't support United, you can ask your best mate, considering you get on with their people.
Yeah, no, see, I support the culture.
Oh, do you not get on with his people?
Oh, do you not get on with
what
my people?
What are your people, though? Because I would enlighten to know, because I thought that we all won.
Agreed.
Yeah. So go on. Tell me about their people.
Well, you're the one who brought it up. You're the one who said
I
their
use
people.
Them as a point of reference to say they are people because they are a
I see what's
community.
Going on here.
I do as well.
A battle of two heritages.
Spell heritage.
Before that, explain what it means.
Now, Harry.
Go on.
He did ask you a question. It was you going to be at Ballers League?
I would love to be there. I think it's do you know what, for the culture and for the YouTubers and everything else, I think you guys have carried it to another level. I think the idea of Baller League has gone to a next level, but you guys have made it entertaining to watch, genuinely.
Good.
You should thank be you. Really proud of yourself, man.
Hey, thank you very much, mate.
So like, yeah, when it comes to, yeah, that's
you're
what
stretching.
It is.
Yeah, I got my shoulder in net last night. I've dived. I've hurt my shoulder.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
One thing I want to tell the people, yeah, Angry Ginger is actually an incredible person. I remember, yeah, we did a shoot with Pro Director Manny, and he offered to pick me up, all right? Picked me up in his car, and he was put headphones on, heady one.
So sunglasses.
He put heady one on?
No, sorry, sunglasses. Heady
one,
heady
50s,
on, yeah.
Come on, bro.
Yeah. It was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. that's when I knew
he was
being racist, because I know we don't listen to that.
He put heady one 50s on when you got in the car.
I know what he was doing.
No.
That is... crazy, because
he went back to normal and he was playing Adele.
Hey, that is if you played any 150s when he got in the car,
no.
Genuinely, you're
mum's already did that.
No,
I've got the video. I'll send you the video and we can upload it now.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
No, but it wasn't because he was getting in the car.
So why did you put it on then? Because you don't listen to that.
Because I had my sunglasses on, I was just repping.
So how does
it.
The tune go?
I don't know.
See, culture. You're a culturally appropriate guy, man. I see what you did there.
He got in the car and you played heady one.
No, it was actually before he got
back
in the car.
To my story. He offered to pick me up and drive me around Manchester. And you know what he does? He winds down the window and he goes to people, look, your tire. They wind down their window and he drives off.
Do you know what he's been doing in the car with me? He gets the window down and he goes, you'll never get a car like this, and then drives off.
You should have seen the piece of shit he picked me up in. It was genuinely, I should have ran. I should have ran to the shoot. It was that bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've changed.
Been the same
You've
person.
Changed.
No. But I'm happy that you're in a Lamborghini now. I'm so happy.
Okay, he's lost his head. He's absolutely lost
his head.
The green one? It was a blue one I saw the other day.
Yeah, you got it wrapped.
Oh, okay, cool. Scene.
It's orange now.
New gaff as well? Congrats.
Yeah.
Congrats,
thank you,
man.
Thank you very much, mate.
How much did I set you back?
Pardon?
I got lost in it the other day.
It's one of them cribs,
he
man.
Has never been to it, and he will probably never go to it.
They got stuck in the lift.
Why wouldn't you invite him to your house, though? Ain't you supposed to be like boys? So what the fuck is this then?
Well, if you couldn't tell, it's actually a room. We've got our podcast here, and then sat directly opposite you, we've actually got your podcast.
Nah, I don't know what you're talking about. They can't see nothing.
So for the people that are watching, right over there, you've got Harry's setup that he films with Darkest on. How does it feel weird looking at that?
Nah, it's just, yeah, I've been here a long time.
You really enjoying it?
Love it more than anything. Darkest, say Wagwan. Yeah, man.
Oh, I didn't even know you come in, Darkest. What's happening, brother?
Oh,
what are you saying? You couldn't see him?
My God.
Me.
What are you?
My God.
Don't do that.
No.
Do you know what? I'll abandon
did
the episode
know?
Now.
Did you know he come in?
Nah, that's horrible for me, man.
Did you know he come in?
Yeah, that's why he spoke to him.
Yeah. Mum's career, you didn't see it. You two,
didn't.
Yeah?
He's full
genuinely
of shit. What about? Isn't he full of shit?
I put to you lot. Yeah, you know. What about?
Because we had to cut it because I went, yes, Darkest. But it's obviously not in the episode. Why did you have to quit?
Pardon?
Why did you have to quit? Because it wouldn't have made sense.
Because you don't want too much people of my color in your podcast. That's what it is.
That's why I clocked it.
You don't like the fact that things go a bit different for you lot. I clocked it.
I said to him, "Harry's coming on." He went, "Fuck."
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't. Who were our guests? Hashtag AB Steve Ratner. Oh, it's not going well. This.
Yeah. You got PK because he plays for your team.
PK, see, you can't say that. We had PK.
Yeah, he plays for your team.
What?
You play for
your
team.
Yeah, but you said we only did PK to.
And guess what?
Boxes.
Most of your players are black. Figure me that.
Yeah. Because I don't. Mate, do you think I look at that when I'm looking at a player?
Mum's crazy.
No, I don't. I'm not.
You go, yeah, he's going to run fast. I know your thing, man.
No. And also, it was my coach who picked the team, basically, not me. So
he's mixed race as well.
Exactly. So he can do what he wants.
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by
that?
What are you trying to say?
You're digging, man.
Because he's a coach, so he can choose whoever he wants.
No, that's not what you was getting at.
All right, cool, man. It's fine. Look, we know who you are, man.
Yeah.
We do.
Truth will come out soon.
No worries, it's all right. Obviously, you've got your own podcast now.
Yep.
With Darkest. How's it going?
Amazing. Just like you guys, probably, you're good friends. So on camera, I mean, it looks like you're good friends.
Yeah.
Associates?
Colleagues,
yeah. Well, he's my friend, my brother. Nice. So it makes brother. So much sense. Obviously, you guys know him really well. One of the funniest people.
Why did you repeat, brother?
Do you want me to talk about the podcast? Well, it's fine. Like, if you're going to interrupt me, it's fine. I can text you.
No, sorry, but he just repeated. He looked at me and went, brother. I don't know. It just felt weird. Genuinely just felt weird.
Brother, it's what I say in Islam. It's like my brother in Islam. Like, it's my brother.
Yeah, but I just don't know why you repeated it like that. It was just weird.
He said brother. It shows that the brother, brotherly love.
What are you saying brother for? See, this is the thing.
Did he just say brother?
Look, I've come here, yeah. I've come here to support you guys because I love you lot, yeah? I'm just getting attacked and I don't like it. I'm going to explain about my podcast, if you don't mind.
Yeah, he interrupted you, not
yeah,
me.
Yeah, because really,
I was just
like,
calling out fucking racism.
You know, when you lot are ready, let me know, man.
Right, I think, are you all right now to actually listen?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah.
How's your podcast going, Harry?
Yeah, really good, you know. It's fun, it's not serious. It's got a great on-screen relationship and off-screen. So merging it together just makes a lot of sense, man. It's my brother, man. And I feel lucky to work with him because he's the funniest.
Yes, he's class. How would you say podcasting, and obviously you host a lot of things.
When it comes to podcasting, I do it easy. I'm greasy. Squeeze me, lemon juice is easy. I'm greasy.
Then you're gonna see I ain't talking breezy.
Oh!
Then I might gonna see Cal. I ain't talking
freezy. Freezy! Go Why? On, you have to.
Go on.
I just, please, for me.
Go on.
Yes, that's my boy Taze. He might hit me up with a keezy.
A keezy? What the fuck is that? What's a keezy? Genuinely, explain to me, please.
Like a key.
So what's the Z about?
Because we said freezy. So I thought that's a rhyme.
Oh my God.
God.
You okay?
Nah, I kind of got manipulated into doing that.
Yeah,
don't laugh at him. He tried his best.
No, you know.
Well, he's already laughed at me, so.
But yeah, podcasting. Sorry, mate.
Nah. How do you find the difference between podcasting and hosting? Because you've hosted many things.
Yeah.
What would you say your favorite thing to host is?
Shows. I love hosting a show and I've got like an array of talent there because they get to just be themselves freely and I get to like just kind of like manage it and just chime in and that stuff. So I love hosting. Presenting is actually my favorite thing to do, to be fair.
Is it?
Yeah. I see myself like, picture it. Let's look up in the sky. Saturday Night Television, Harry Pinero, and Friends.
Nah, I can't see it.
Fuck. No, I can't see that either.
Can't really see it.
It says Ant and Dec Saturday Night Takeaway.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, is that two people that are not black?
Can see Big Brother.
Oh, yeah. Big Brother. What?
Nah, special guest, Stevie Wonder. So
another black person. So I can only work with black people then.
No, I'm just saying on the man. Take on the.
I've got you, man. You're done. but yeah, no, podcasting's different. Yeah, I don't even call it podcasting, really.
What do you call it?
Having fun.
You don't call it this.
I don't call it.
You call it work. We heard what he was calling it, and it is called the Old and Bald Podcast. But you're not bald.
I know Darkest is.
Oh, so who's the? Oh, so you're the old one.
Oh, you're old. How old are you now?
That does make sense.
I'm 34.
Damn.
That was mental. Sorry, bro. Say it again. Good. Let's go again. Let's go again.
Now I'm 34 years of age. Is that a problem?
Got life insurance and stuff in place?
Yeah, that's fucking fair play. I do. Yeah, yeah. I've got pension en route as well.
How does it feel to be that old?
Oh, he's had a fall. He's had a fall, bless him.
Oh,
he's had a fall.
You'll be okay. You'll be all right. Can we get the carer in? We've got a carer. The carer in. Get your meds.
He's had a fall.
Your meds, yeah. Yeah, he's probably forgot to take him on, so that'll be the dementia. It's okay. You're on the podcast.
This is Morgan, Harry. This is
You're
Morgan.
You're going to be okay, Harry.
Okay? I'm Taze, and we're going to do a podcast, Harry.
Your fucking name's Mikey. Yeah?
Oh.
And first and foremost, yeah, what a shit name. Your parents must have been in a rush and thought, fuck it, that's what I'm going to name him. And Morgan Burt Whistle. Did you burp and whistle at the same time, you fucking mug? Yeah? What a name. And let's have it right. Both of your haircuts are shit, all right? That quiff that you got going on, don't know if you think you're Ed Sheeran, but you're not. And Taze... Come on, man. That hair's been horror for a year. I feel that's a toupee. That's a toupee.
Agreed, yeah.
Yeah? That's a toupee.
Fucking shit, isn't it?
Yeah, stinky.
Seriously, bro, you need to change it.
But anyway, look, it's all love. Look, podcasting's fun. It's almost too easy when you do it with someone that's like talented as Darkest. Yeah. So I don't know how you're doing it.
Yeah, that's fucking tough.
It must be so tough.
Well, half the time, you've got to stop the cameras and just explain what a word means.
Yeah, yeah, honestly. Because school failed him.
Fucking telling me.
And he failed school.
Well, yeah, let's take the obvious.
Yeah.
He telling me I got 8 GCSEs. First time he said it, he didn't even say GCSE, right?
What did he say, GCC?
Yeah, exactly.
He thinks it's
speaking
a group
of
chat.
School.
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 School. How do you spell that then?
Fucking piss?
S-K-E-W-L. Okay, piss. I just wanted to know. Yeah, go on.
Is he taking the fucking piss?
I think he's taking the piss. And if you are taking the piss, you're taking the piss with the wrong person, mate.
Ooh.
The wrong fucking two persons. Yeah. Oh, I'm
two
not
persons.
That fucking big, mate.
The fucking two persons. Genuinely, man. Go back. Just 1 month.
Go back.
To school.
Oh, go back.
Go back.
What do you mean by that?
What is that?
What do you mean by that?
What the
what
fuck?
Do you mean by that?
Now, if Harry said that.
That's good. No, well done,
nah,
man. Well
where
done.
Do you go back to?
Your fault.
Jamaica.
Well done.
Genuinely,
well done.
Mate.
Do you always go back to
Jamaica? Nah, I'm sorry. I meant to say go back to school. That was good, I'll be honest. Wow,
that was fucking mental.
That was good.
Anyway, speaking of school, we have both been on Harry Pinheiro's worst in class.
If I'm lying, I'm dying. One of you lot's episodes was in my top three favourites. Now guess which one it was be.
Guess.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna be his, is it? His was probably drier than Sahara, mate. Fuck that. Oh my God.
Don't have that. Personally, on a personal one.
No, I'm all joking.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Because I actually would actually probably say Taze's.
No, it was actually yours. Yeah, yeah.
Why was it so good?
I think you was just hilarious. You just understood the assignment and you did it really, really well.
Thank
incredible.
You. And of course I had the beautiful Darkest on there with me.
Yeah. I must not have understood it.
No, so your one, we called your one a filler.
A
Yeah, so we needed more eps in. So we was like, let's just fill. Do you know what I'm saying? And you filled.
You did fill. You filled really well. Yeah.
So that's all it was. Listen, you know what I mean?
It's like when you start boxing, you have to have a few shit fights before
you've
you get
never you've started any form of training. Genuinely, you've never started. You've never done a warm-up.
Okay, man, this is...
No, it's not happening. Cool down, never.
Getting a drink.
Yeah, so. Firstly. And that's why I cough a lot.
But I don't know how have we jumped to that, because I was just on about worst in class.
I was just saying, genuinely, like, just I'm just trying to help y'all do better.
Right, no, I appreciate that. Thanks. I'll take that on the chin.
Mm. On the stomach.
Back to worst in class. Are you still filming that or not?
No, we stopped doing that.
It was on my day.
Huh?
It stopped on my day.
Fucking hell, what a shit episode to end on.
We had to fill the ending.
Oh, do you know what? Who else was on his episode?
Couldn't care less. Look, so basically, no, it's always two people that's on there, Adiola and Darkest.
Oh, okay, and the middle one's the special one.
Special guest, isn't it? But we literally got every single person that we are fans of and I think are incredibly talented. So everyone, and that's not to say that anyone that hasn't been on there isn't. It's just that for the people that we wanted to get on that we felt like would work, it just worked, everyone. It was amazing.
If you could get a guest on that you couldn't have, that you didn't manage to get on, or you think unreachable,
yeah,
who would you have got on?
YouTuber or anyone?
Anyone.
Jamie Foxx.
People say I look like him.
Let me Google him.
Just Google
him. No, I know who he is. I know the name, but I can't
Google
picture
him and
his
just
face
see if
right
he
now.
Looks like Taze.
Do you see it?
No, look, he's over there. Look, right there.
Oh, right, yeah. Do you know what? I think it's the beard.
Yeah.
I think it's the beard that makes you look like him a bit.
Mm.
You don't think I look like him, do you?
I do a little
bit. There's some similarities, but not too much.
Why Jamie Foxx?
He's genuinely my icon. Like, I watched him when I was growing up, yeah, and he can do everything. He can act, he can sing.
Comedy.
He's a stand-up comedian, one of the funniest as well. And I think him on Worst in Class, just the accents that he'll be able to do alone, I think it
would Can you do accents?
Depends on what one.
Like, if I gave you an accent, what would you do, reckon?
I'll try.
Wait, promise you'll try.
I promise.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let's go... China.
All right, man.
No.
Do you think?
Actually. You promise.
Genuinely, okay, cool. If you want, see my career. If you want me to put it in the bin, just say it.
All right, don't do that one. Do that. Indian.
Again.
What's the problem there?
You
do a Scottish one.
You do Scottish.
Yeah, Scottish is easy because obviously my people, them, I know them. If I do that, I can upset a lot of people. Learn the game, man. I ain't doing that no more.
No more, so he did
no
do
more,
it.
So you did used to do it.
Hmm?
Yeah.
So you did do it.
What one?
India.
Never.
Oh, okay.
Just for Chinese,
what about Republic of Korea?
What the fuck? Is it the
do
Republic?
Do you know what would be great here? Just give me an example and I'll go off that.
That's a good idea. You're good at that one as well.
I'm good at accents.
Yeah, go on then.
I'm good at accents. So the thing I want to talk about when we talk about accents is... Is an accent really wrong?
Nah, because you're imitating how you feel that accent sounds. Do you get what I'm saying?
Right.
However, sometimes it can be taken the wrong way.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
But
so
a joke can be taken the wrong way, but we still make jokes.
But jokes don't offend a huge amount of people. Wow.
That is class.
Fucking great from you. You should be fucking proud of
yourself.
And that
was part of the understudy.
Oh,
and it was a chemical imbalance.
See, now you've come back to reality. You've come back to reality.
No, I was just being symmetrical.
Chemical imbalance.
I'm just being symmetrical with you.
Right, that's a good one, you know. That's 3-1.
Yeah.
That's 3-1. Right. You conceded, but you got the goals.
I like that one.
So, for example, if I said to you an Australian accent.
G'day, mate.
So you've done it like that?
Yes. Yeah.
So how many people live in Australia? You don't care about them. Well, you don't give a shit about them. Well, they live in India.
No. Do you know what it is, though? I'm not an idiot.
Ah, okay. You're like you said before, playing the game.
Sorry, Rio's just text me.
Rio
Ferdinand.
Oh, you
yeah, just
like
our
that,
captain.
Yeah. Nice.
We'll message you when I'm done filming, brother. Send,
brother.
New Apple Watch.
What's that? I'm gonna set you back.
Oh, actually, my dad got it for me for my birthday. Yeah.
What did your dad get you?
Touchy subject, innit?
He's had nothing.
Yeah, I know about that one.
Do you know?
That done a Usain on him. Bolted.
Speaking of Usain.
Yeah.
He's played in Soccer Aid, hasn't he? Have you played in Soccer Aid?
1-1. That's fucking great, man. Thank you. That's honestly good.
Thank you.
I ain't done nothing.
No, you have. You've achieved a lot.
No, in terms of like Soccer Aid, if I did Soccer Aid, I'd be buzzing to do that.
Mate, I'm fucking up over the moon. But I'm not going to flex it. I just wanted to get one back on you then, that's all.
He does flex it. I don't flex it.
No. Do you know what though? Yeah, Soccer Aid is incredible. You're going to be playing at Old Trafford. First time playing there?
It'll be my third time, but obviously first time sold out.
Yeah, that would be great. I think you're probably going to be the most like sought after person over there.
What does that mean?
It means so that people would want to see you. Yeah.
I doubt it.
I agree with that.
Wayne Rooney, Paul Scholes, Gary Neville, Eddie Mandasar,
Paul.
Schmeichel.
That's my guy.
Well, yeah, I know Paul as well, so chill the fuck out.
No, that's my guy though. Like, it's like my...
Nah, you haven't played badminton with him and shit.
Oh, I've been to his... Oh, it's fine. It's cool.
Yeah. Oh, you've been to Wazza's?
Nah, you've been... Huh?
You been to Wazza's?
Oh, Wayne Rooney.
I didn't know him like that.
Yeah, you don't...
Oh,
yeah.
Mr. Rooney.
Oh, Mr. Rooney. Why is that? Why is Mr. Rooney? Do I have to call another man Mr.?
Yeah, why? That is fucking weird.
No,
yeah,
that... Okay, man. Now but, that... we need to play the game here.
Yeah.
That is not going any further. And we're going to fucking stop it. Full time's gone there. Whistle done.
Whose podcast is this? Because I swear it says Taze and Ginge, not Ginge. Start fucking standing up for yourself. Stop being a backup dancer.
No, but I can't come. If he's being racist, like sometimes I can't.
No. I'm not.
Can we just, let's all shake hands here. We're all one. Just take it easy.
I told you that shoulder's kicking in again.
That shoulder's kicking in again.
I keep having aneurysms in my back there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah.
There we go.
Feel better?
Yeah, that's better. Thank you.
You shake my hand. What you're to stop?
Sometimes, man.
That is brotherly love. Thank you so much for that massage. Yeah, thank you.
And that's why you guys have got a podcast together.
Exactly. On the topic of podcasting, YouTubing, who do you prefer to shoot with when you're doing shoots? For example, creators, musicians, celebrities, or footballers?
Creators. Because we all get it. Like, the first time I filmed with all of you guys, I had never worked with you before, but you'd never know that on camera.
What was our first shoot together? Was it a Pro Direct? Or was it Foot Asylum?
Why'd you say it like that? Foot Asylum. Chill out. I think it was Pro Direct, you know. It was Mary Earps.
Was that our first one?
Chill out, it's mental.
Oh, I don't know, actually. Or it might have been one of the two, but my point still stands. Yeah. I didn't feel like I just have watched your stuff and I just know.
No, it weren't. It was the Phillies video when there was Beta Squad there as well.
When all of us was there.
All of us were there.
That was like every single creator in the world.
Yeah, Beta was there. We had Deji, we had Nella, myself and you.
Yeah. Hello? Darkest, yeah.
Darkest.
Kenny.
Kenny was there. Kenny as well, yeah. Well, yeah, I just said AJ. Beta.
Was AJ there?
Yes, he was.
Yeah. AJ was there. Nico?
Yeah.
Nico was there.
Have I said this or not, Darkest?
Yeah. Okay, cool. Fair play, man. Do you want to do this podcast with me next week? Okay, cool. was that the first time?
I think it was the first time because I was very nervous that day.
Oh.
You weren't.
You're mad cute.
He was not nervous.
I was.
Really?
Yeah, it was the first time I met Beta and yourself. And
what made you nervous though?
Well, obviously you're getting on now, but like me growing up, I've grew up watching everyone.
I know what really made him nervous. He told me.
He felt like a minority.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, what? What about interviewing people so you can find out their stories? Who do you prefer there?
Yeah. My favorite ever interview I ever did was with Paul Scholes.
Nice.
But just because I'm a massive fan, and I think it's the first interview I've ever just looked in someone's eye throughout the whole interview, and I wanted to know everything that I always wanted to know, but to hear it from him. And I prefer that just because you do the research, you know the person, and they are even like, how do you know this? I love that. I think that feeling of someone interviewing you and they've done research is like phenomenal. Imagine you get interviewed and someone just knows everything from when you was in school.
Yeah,
that person cares and it makes the interview much better. Mm-hmm. So I prefer that stuff better than...
We done that for you on this podcast.
Okay, let me ask you some questions and see if you know.
Yeah.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Where are you from?
What area am I from?
Sierra Leone.
Okay, that's not an area. That's a country.
Are you not from there?
Yes, I am. But what area in London am I from?
Peckham.
Good.
I just said that. You got there first, but yeah.
All right, then, cool. When was the first time I uploaded a YouTube video?
2011.
See, this is the thing about
this
you.
Is what I mean. It's mental. It was literally 2018.
You're an idiot, Tate. Oh.
I just did my research.
Now that is what it's all about.
It is.
Yeah. I respect that. Respect.
Get your fucking dirty ginger hands off. Heavy,
innit? Yeah, I'm fucking. I'm hard as fuck, mate.
No, I can tell.
No, I appreciate that.
Yeah. So I like when people actually care and they do the research and they don't actually just like ask people to do it for them. Those are the type of interviews that I like.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
You've done many things in your career, Tara.
I've done many things.
Oh, okay.
I bought a lot of diamonds, that's many blings. I cooked a lot of cocaine, I wrapped it with many clings.
Why'd you just point to me?
So are you saying I've done many things?
Yeah, you've done many things, you've achieved greatness.
Mm.
What would you say the peak of your career has been?
Don't say the podcast, genuinely. Don't say it.
No, because this trumps a lot of things that I've done.
Yeah.
You got to understand, like, to work your way up, and then to work with two of the biggest Mancunians, Jamaicans, ever. I'm trying to shit, no. So look, there's a lot of things I've done, yeah. It's tough though. Like, I think one of the biggest moments that I was like, oh my God, like, this is actually massive, yeah? Was when I did the Sidemen charity match, yeah?
Yeah.
Because I was like, this whole stadium is here for creators. And then that obviously put things into perspective of how like
100%.
Great we're doing. And then, you know, Charlton Stadium hasn't been sold out since they was in the Premier League, which was...
Charlton were in the Premier League?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, 2006, I want to say.
Five.
All right. They were there in 2005, whatever. So yeah, that was good. And then I think, yeah, it's tough to say because there's so many great things. I just think, obviously, from where I've come from...
I'll pack them.
Yeah. To be doing what I'm doing right now and to have a career doing it is in itself a dream. Do you know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. I think that time I was just like, I'm around all the biggest creators and we're playing football. And yeah, it was just weird. It was amazing.
If you could spiral off into any other, you know, area or career, what would you go into?
Football.
Nah, boring. Next answer. Can't be football.
Are you telling me what to do?
No, because I don't know that leaf behind you. Was yeah. fucking lifting, so I was saying like fucking boring.
Yeah,
move.
No, because it seems that's the fake plant as well. So it's like that didn't move. I feel like I've come on here today to talk my truth.
No, be open and honest.
Yeah. I'm talking my truth.
Come here and tell whatever you want.
And I love football. I'd love to be. If I wasn't doing content creation, I would be a football coach. You know, I'd have my own team.
And did he try and tell you you couldn't say that?
He did. So you're stopping me from being the person that I want to be.
You're stopping blooming.
Blooming.
Bloom.
Brother, genuinely, go back to school. Just one
it's
month.
That's a word.
It's genuinely bad, isn't it?
It's one a month. Word. Just one
blooming.
Month.
Blooming.
Blooming. You said blooming. What
I
is
said
that?
Blooming.
It's bad taste.
Yeah, taste. Come on, man.
I didn't want to say
if
this.
If someone blooms.
Go on, give me a definition of blooms. Someone blooms, go on.
So, when a butterfly is in the cocoon, it blooms.
The what?
And the butterfly is in the cocoon.
No, what are you fucking doing?
Look at me. I've got to film my podcast.
And that's Ginger spitting.
I'm sorry.
Am I gonna start looking like?
You might. Oh, you might have caught a couple STDs.
Oh, Harry, I'm sorry.
It's not funny though. Have you put a glove on to touch his hand? Have you put a glove on to touch his hand? That is mental.
Okay, all right. Can I be honest with you though, yeah?
I'm so sorry.
That is heavy.
I'm so sorry.
This podcast, yeah? I thought our podcast is like, has no structure, yeah? But this one tops it, man. All right, yeah, sorry. You're saying cocoon?
Yeah. Stop. He just hears it and thinks that's what I say. Yeah. That's what he does.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Oh, piss went through.
The butterfly blooms, basically.
Okay, yeah. Anything else?
I'm just a bit taken back, to be honest with you.
No, look at me.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
I'm going to be honest. I'd like to apologize again. I'm sorry.
Do you know what's so crazy? I tried to get out of the way. And it just.
I couldn't hold it.
Congratulations, though. First time you got someone wet.
I don't know if I want to be the first person.
Too late, you are.
It's an honor.
Why?
Right, we got some quick fire questions.
Okay.
Most underrated content creator right now?
Brazzaville.
Okay, what does he do?
If you actually watch our podcast, you'd know. But yeah, he's a content creator that's just recently started. Actually, no, there's a few. I'm sorry. Daniel Dunya and Brazzaville, Just Busy, them three. I think they're set for a great career, all three.
When did they all start?
Relatively, I say like between last year and this year.
Okay, nice. Yeah. So they are quite doing the scene.
Yeah.
Who is the best UK artist to interview?
Good question. H, you know? Yeah, I think whenever you interview H, it's just, he's normal. He's not gassed by the fact of how famous he is. He's just a normal person. So I'll say H.
What are you laughing at?
What? Nothing.
No, go on. I'm just genuinely enlightened.
I'm just a bit annoyed at myself for spitting water all over you.
Is that what you just thought about?
Was it because I'm here wet? Because of you.
It's just piss right through. Sorry. Again, sorry.
Why did you aim my way, not tasers?
I know why.
Because I was looking that way.
And then,
if you notice, I aimed on the floor. Mm. Do I half the mugs on the floor?
Okay.
So, again, I'm sorry. Right. Most naturally funny footballer off camera?
Oh.
You've filmed a lot of footballers.
Naturally funny off camera. I'm trying to think. Declan Rice.
Mm.
Yeah, Declan Rice is mad funny. Very, very
funny.
To be fair,
you can actually see that on camera.
Yeah, but off camera, it's even better. You know, everything is better off camera anyway. Yeah. But I'd say Declan Rice for sure.
Okay, nice.
If you had to move out
Slow
of...
Slow down now.
Yeah, just take your time. There's no need to rush.
Take a fucking touch. Relax. Bit baggy on the touch there, pal.
Compose yourself. Take a touch. Bring it down and relax.
Go again.
What, you say a baggy?
No, we don't want a bag. We don't want a bag.
No. We're not into that.
We're not doing that.
Yeah.
No, I ain't got it. I can get you a bit though.
No. Honestly, mate.
We're good.
Just leave it.
Don't need to call your brother.
If you had to move out of London tomorrow, where are you moving?
Qatar.
I would move with you. Because that is piss wet through, isn't it?
Yeah.
Going again.
Yeah.
Are you okay there?
I'm all right, you know. Yeah, I'm all good. Right, yeah.
Good.
Qatar. I'll be over there in a second. Lovely place.
Beautiful Qatar. Yeah. I absolutely love it. I would, and would you take advantage of the no tax?
Hey.
That means nothing to me. Means nothing to me. I'd rather pay tax, me.
Why?
I pay more tax.
Do you know what's so crazy? Not one soul here asked you.
Or believed him.
Not her, not them three over there, not Jakey Wakey.
No, Jakey did. He put it on his phone and wrote it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I just saying that I actually pay more tax to contribute towards the country.
No. Okay.
Who would you pick to play yourself in a Netflix film? You can't say Jamie Foxx.
Sope Idrisu. So Sope is the guy that plays, he plays in Gangs of London. The black guy in Gangs of London. Great actor. Can
you Google him for me, please?
Yeah.
No, I've never saw this gentleman. What does he act in?
Gangs of London, Sope. Great guy.
How are you spelling Sope?
S-O-P-E.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, nice. Why him?
He's a great actor. And people need to believe it's me. He's the same color as me. So yeah. Is it?
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I know it's hard to notice there, but yeah.
Didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Who do you reckon would be a good actor to play me?
Ron Weasley.
He's not an
Ron
actor.
Ron Weasley.
The character, dickhead.
I would say, depends on what type of role. If it's a role where it's like, the person can be the Elswitch. I think she's a great actor. I think she'd do really well. A good job.
I'd pick Kevin Hart to play me.
Is it?
Yeah. Just another down to earth Batman.
Yeah.
Next question, please, mate, because I'm a bit pissed off. You said I was a bitch.
Why?
Just crack on.
The best UK presenter right now.
That's tough. I've been watching Baller League a lot. So I think Olivia Bazzaglo, she's top tier.
Yeah, she's good.
She's very, very good.
What's her last name?
Bazzaglo.
Okay, that's an interesting last name.
Yeah, Italian.
Okay.
Italian, worse than so Olivia Bazzaglo, I'd say her. She's incredible. But then there's also like, presenters is different from YouTubers. So.
Yep. Dermot O'Leary, still doing well on Britain's Got Talent. That's that and Deck. That's awkward. Sorry about that. Anyway, what jobs did you have before becoming a YouTuber?
Come on.
We know.
Yeah.
We know.
Call center. What did you think?
What? I knew call center?
Yeah.
Where was the call center?
It was in Northwest London.
All right, nice.
What was that about?
No, because we went over the questions before you came in.
Yeah.
And for that one, I was like, oh, I know which one it is. And he was like, oh, I do as well. And yeah. I said to him, well, what do you think you're doing? And it's up to you if you want me to tell you or not.
Well, I'd like you to tell him, yeah.
What you said?
What I've apparently said, yeah. I'd like you to tell him because I'd like to know what I've apparently said.
He's slipping on the water.
Yeah. Mm. You take a guess and I'll say if you get it right.
I know what you thought.
What did it start
serving.
With?
Serving. You thought I was a server, didn't you?
You got it bang on the head first, right? Yeah. He thought you sold drugs.
Mm. And it's tough.
Mate. I fucking would never.
Mm. That's what you said.
I didn't say that at all, but no chance. Absolutely fucking no chance. I'd never.
You sure? Because I class you as a friend.
No, I appreciate that. I class you as a friend as well.
Yeah, so I know you wouldn't like.
No, obviously not.
The stigma attached to that.
No, fuck that. Listen, no, I'm not about that. Mm. Absolutely not. And you're fucking wrong for even trying to invite that.
In what?
Invice it.
What's that mean?
Go on.
What does it mean? Yeah. It means invice. Do you know what invice means?
No, that's why I'm
asking. Trying to say insinuate?
Yeah, well, I just shortened it.
Yeah.
Okay, nah, cool. All right,
then. It's the same fucking word, isn't it?
Yeah, all right, man.
Obviously, we'll talk a little bit of football now.
Yeah.
Manchester United. the greatest club
ever
in the fucking world.
Ever, that's ever existed. In
and as we're recording this yesterday, we have basically signed
Mbeumo.
What a player.
Yeah.
And we've also signed Acuna.
What? Ooh.
What? You signed what? What's United signed?
Go on.
Ginge, what did you just say? Go United on, mate. Signed? You signed what? Say again.
First of all, what is crazy?
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah, because we are people.
Mental.
Yeah.
No, but I just did what you said.
No. You know what you just said.
You signed.
United have signed what? No.
No, because
these are human fucking beings.
No, because you said a word.
You disgusting, you said a word. Vile, fucking misogynistic, derogatory, fucking anging, stupid bastard. You. Now sit there and shut up. Sit there and shut up.
You've overstepped the line. Greasy little fucking dirty fingernails out my face. Do you understand?
I cut my nails, actually. I don't even have a nail.
Yeah, so we've signed Mateus Cunha, Brian Mbeumo,
yep,
imminent. But I'm still not gassed yet.
Are you not? Because I'm going to be honest. I think they're two very good signings. I think we're finally doing good business.
But I think we need to definitely get rid of a lot of players.
Oh, okay.
In order for us to build.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, players that have been there longer than they need to be.
100%. Oh, so, I've signed and they shouldn't have signed.
A few of them we've got.
Yeah, a few of them have definitely got.
A few of them we've got. But I think being a United fan, it's difficult because obviously we're known for being the most successful team in the world.
Yeah. And even in 15th, people are turning down the likes of Arsenal.
If you think about history, the last five finals Man United have been to, City.
United are the most successful club in the world.
No, we're not. But I say it because we are. At the end of the day, look, being a United fan, you would never know what that feels like.
No.
Your stadium is genuinely, you couldn't pay people to go and watch football there. It's generally, and Ginge have been there many times.
In the away end when we beat you 2-1.
And also we've been there watching Real Madrid beat you as well.
Oh, hey, that finally got one.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a fucking great night.
No, that was a great night.
That was a brilliant night.
Wearing a Real Madrid top as well.
Oh.
No one done nothing to him. Yeah, amazing. So yeah, look, United are not good right now, but things are happening.
Yeah, we're going in the right way.
Yeah.
Now, Harry, if you could swap lives with a footballer for a week, who would you pick?
First of all, I never want to swap my life with anyone.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
But if I had to, it probably would be, at this precise moment, Ousmane Dembele.
Really? I bet he's on top of the world.
Right now, you've won, what, 4 trophies, could potentially win the Ballon d'Or. You're probably going to be the most sought-after player in the world at the moment, after Lamine Yamal, of course.
Yeah.
So I'd probably be Ousmane Dembele right now.
Do you know what I'd do? I'd choose Johnny Evans.
You look a bit like him as well.
Ooh. Won it all. Played for the greatest club in the world. Just retired.
Mm.
And he's doing all right for himself.
Yeah, doing really
well.
And
you can just live your life now because he's retired.
And you've done it all, as you said.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'd pick Shay Given. What's that? What are you doing? Is it IA again?
Right, okay, why?
What do you mean why?
Why Shay Given?
Don't fucking question my answers.
I won't. And actually, what I was going to do is move on to the next segment.
Yeah, so you better do that.
Parenting.
Yes.
You're a parent, and this is something I'm actually genuinely really interested in.
Yeah.
What is it like being a parent?
It's a roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah. How old is your child?
He's 5. He recently just turned 5.
Oh, happy birthday.
Good. It would be good. You know, like when friends see other friends having children and they see it's their birthday, they usually give gifts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's got a gift.
Have you?
He's got a gift.
Oh, I've not got it with me. I can show you a picture of it.
Go on then.
No, just send him the money you said you was going to send for it.
Oh, there's one thing.
Yeah, because Darkest sent money for my son.
Yeah, you said you was going to send him a grand, no?
No, definitely wouldn't, because I don't like putting water into the ocean. What a fucking stupid idea that'd be.
Water into, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Well, you've got fucking quite clearly enough.
Who told you that?
He's got more than enough.
Who told you? This is the thing about perceptions. Perceptions are things that damage reality and close our eyes to the mindness of the greatness of the eyes. The eyes see things and the mind takes it to places that have never been.
That was fucking amazing.
And I said nothing. But sounded
great. You said
great.
Fuck all.
I said nothing.
And the reason we do get that impression is the fucking car outside. But we will fucking move on from
that. Yeah, tell us what car you got.
I've got a VW, I think it is.
Polo.
Mm. Well, I am a parent. I love being a parent. Seeing your child grow from a baby to a boy and obviously, inshallah, to a man. It's beautiful, man. It's changed me a lot. That's for sure. I'm much more like mindful of what I want my son to see.
Nice.
So yeah, it's a beautiful experience.
So because you're on the social media side and you see the aspect of it,
yeah.
Do you reckon you're more clued up and thinking what age I'm going to give him his first phone, what I'm going to restrict 100%. Him to?
I think also he has an iPad and he's obviously in a very, just cares about like watching whatever he's into and all of that other stuff. So he's not aware of anything to do with social media at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He does know what my name is on social media. It's just funny. But also he's... I don't want my son to be warped into social media.
Yeah.
Because as much as it's our job, we love when we can just chill.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And he loves being outside, loves riding his bike. He likes, you know, activities, loves running around. And that's what we loved when we was kids. So it's like, protect that as much as you can.
Yeah.
Without having a kid staying at home just on YouTube and streaming, you know, like at an early age. I don't think that's the right thing to do, in my opinion anyway.
No, I hear that. Could you describe how you think both of us would be as parents? What?
Hmm? That's tough for that child, man. Because it's just, you've just got a dad that sits in front of a computer and shouts 24/7 and doesn't shower and eats shit. And then you've got another one who's going to call H and ask him what to do. And for me, it's like, that's not, yeah. Just take your time, you know? Yeah.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Don't rush into it.
Nah, I hate rushing into things because then it can go wrong.
Yeah, and I think that could go really wrong.
And you'd actually have to do it to have a kid.
Yeah, that's the first step as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's about getting...
That's the thing I've always struggled with, that.
No, we can see. That's not something you need
we
to...
We can sort it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
But there is someone for everyone.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Even for me?
I mean, look.
It would be hard.
There are miracles that have happened. You know, like you got, look at Man United scoring 2 goals in 30 seconds. That happened. So
yeah,
you
could, it
did. I finished in 30 seconds as well.
Have you even started?
What?
Hmm?
What do you mean if I started?
So do I give up or do I keep going, you reckon?
Keep going. Never give up. NGU.
Nah, fuck it, give up.
Mm. No, look.
Be honest.
Mm. Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
Give up. Not that bad, is it?
Yeah, give up.
Give up.
Look, you want to be honest with you as a brother?
Yeah.
There are other ways.
Get tires.
Mm.
Get inflatables.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There is ways.
Yeah, I can do. Do you restrict your son in terms of screen time?
Yeah. In the morning, if he's having breakfast, he can watch something. While I'm with him after school, no. Before he goes to bed, he can have a little watch. So he probably watches about 30, 45 minutes a day. On the weekends, it's a bit different, just because he's not in school. And I kind of don't want him to be like, that's the thing that you just do. Because as a parent, sometimes you might be so tired, you're like, oh, take the iPad. I don't think that's good. Mm-hmm. I think if you know that like your child is someone that is energetic, have an early night so you have enough rest.
Yeah.
That's very important. So yeah, I do restrict my son 100%. Have to, man. Because even myself, I restrict myself. I don't even see things that I do on social media. Like whenever someone's like, I saw a video of you, I'm like, I don't even look at it because that's my job. If I want to watch something on social media, I will. I'll search for whatever it is, but I'm not like scrolling on my phone. Like, it's long.
Okay, interesting. Do you not use TikTok?
I genuinely have not uploaded one TikTok in my whole life.
Really?
Yeah, my TikTok's predominantly like resurfaced clips of my own content.
Yeah, but do you not sit there and just flick on it?
Maybe three. If I was to show you my screen time, you wouldn't believe it. Screen time. 3 hours.
What?
3 hours.
What? A week?
Yeah. And it's down 37% from last week.
You're on your phone for 3 hours?
In a week. Instagram, 1 hour, 33. Uno, 1 hour, 25. Outlook.
Uno?
Yeah, Uno, the app.
Yeah.
And then my banking, WhatsApp, 1 hour, and delivery, 58 minutes.
How long are you on banking for?
Yeah, so like, yeah, parenting's proper good, man.
Yeah, I bet you like it. I bet you do like it.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
You could give one advice to parents out there before we end, what would it be? One bit of advice.
Learn patience.
Patience is key.
Very key. I think sometimes as parents, we raise our children the way we was raised. And sometimes that's good, sometimes it's bad, but you should always know your child and have patience as well because their brains are developing day by day. They don't have functioning brains like we do. So to treat a child like how you treat an adult is counterproductive. You've got to learn how your child is. And so patience is very important.
I like that. Mm. I really like that. It's actually quite inspiring.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
look.
Not inspiring.
Mm, okay.
It is.
That's good then.
It's making me want a kid.
You want a kid?
One day.
What, you and...
Which one? That's the question. There we have it, ladies and gentlemen. That has
Before we end the podcast, I gotta say some things. I spray some things. Your hair looks shit. You need to lay and think. Your hair looks shit. You need to dye and think. Your hair, not your... Yeah, anyway.
So that's your stream podcast.
I got so many rhymes, I write them in my spare time.
Spare time.
I want some McDonald's. Now I've seen your hairline. Thank you so fucking much for watching this podcast.
If it wasn't for H, you'd be sweeping the streets of Deansgate. I mean, mate. This is my podcast with my boy. You need to leave, mate.
Shit. I'm sorry I'm sitting next to this man that's so colossal.
Mm.
You got a couple wrinkles. I'm going to call you a fossil.
Ooh. Taze, you ain't showered today. Your socks are black.
Mate.
Whoa. What's wrong with that?
To be fair. Wait, is it play on?
Carry on. Okay, play advantage.
On. Oh, he's Oh, yeah.
And there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. That is the end of the off-stream
podcast.
I've been Ginge.
He's been Taze. And he's been Harry Pinero. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. And of course, we are on Spotify. Give us 5 stars.
Please.
And
I got so many numbers in my phone.
You only got Heather's number.
So I call that a Didge.
Fuck you, Taze, and everything you stand for. I can smell your breath from Manchester to Stanmore.
Stanmore, yo.
Generally.
Got so many numbers in my phone, I call that a Didge.
Didge.
This poor boy gets sunburned when he opens the fridge. And we will...
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2... Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings.
On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Call that the Teas and Ginge podcast. Okay, thank you so much, Harry, for coming on.
Anytime.
Honestly, I'm a top three favorite people in this room, genuinely. Like, no cap.
Go on. Go on.
What? Yes, sir, nah, I meant like this section.
Yeah.
Just in this podcast section.
Oh, but there's only three of us there.
I know. So you are my top favorite people. So thank you for coming on. I do appreciate it. You can say thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, mate. Cheers, guys.
I'm not fucking doing another one with
him. Should have like rapped to like the mute a bit or something?
Nah, not rap. Just end the fucking thing, get off. You're pissing me off now.
Alright, see you later.